Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is King Edward Undead, and this is another episode of Soda Battles, of course. And today we are having a pretty great battle between two great sodas. Today's soda, and I'm gonna prep. I haven't prepped yet. I'm sorry. We have a soda battle going on between Wild Cherry Pepsi, or Pepsi Wild Cherry, against Cherry Coca-Cola or Coca-Cola Cherry, where whatever you want to call it. Now, these two sodas have been known as the Cherry Colas, the top two Cherry Colas to be exact, obviously, because they're a part of the top two soda brands. Santa's butt. Anyways, we're going to read the history of each soda, starting with the Pepsi Wild Cherry. The type of soda it is a, well, they're both cherry-flavored colas, so the type of soda it is a cherry-flavored cola. Its manufacturer is at the Pepsi Company. The country of origin is the United States. Was introduced in 1988. And its variants, the only variant it has is the Diet Pepsi Wild Cherry. So Pepsi Wild Cherry is a cherry-flavored cola, first introduced in 1988 by PepsiCo as a replacement for Cherry Cola Slice. Introduced as part of the line in 1986, a sugar-free version is also available with zero calories named Diet Pepsi Wild Cherry. Alongside the beverages, a lip balm version is also available. And my sister actually does have the lip balm version of the Wild Cherry Pepsi, believe it or not. It's very... I've used it too. It's nice. The availability. Pepsi Wild Cherry is officially available nationally in the United States and was available for a limited time beginning June 2012 to 2013 in Canada. In the United States, it is available in 12-ounce, 355-milliliter cans, 24-ounce, 710-milliliter cans, 16.9-ounce, 499-milliliter bottles, 20-ounce, 591-milliliter bottles, 1-liter bottles, and 2-liter bottles. In Canada, it was discontinued at PepsiCo Canada. When questioned, with its return on its Facebook page, indicates that they have no plans to reintroduce it. However, it was reintroduced in summer of 2016 for a limited time in limited stores in Canada. It is also available in Netherlands in some stores. The branding. Prior to 2005, the product was known as Wild Cherry Pepsi. The rebranding came about due to a change in formula used with a slightly altered taste. The logo was slightly changed in 2007 as the Pepsi script in the case of Pepsi Wild Cherry was slightly moved up above the globe. This design, however, was only found on the boxes that carried cans, 1 and 2 liter bottles, as the 20 ounce bottles and 12 ounce cans still carry the original 2005 design. In October 2008, Pepsi announced they would be redesigning its logo and rebranding many of its products by early 2009. In 2009, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and Pepsi Max began using all lowercase fonts for name brands. Hold up. God, blow my nose. The brand's blue and red globe trademark became a series of smiles, with the central white band arching at different angles, depending on the product. In the case of Pepsi, the logo has the medium-sized smile, while the new lowercase font is used. In March 2010, Pepsi Wild Cherry received the redesign on bottles and cans. Beginning in March 2013, the drink became to the United Kingdom, with plans to expand it worldwide. Also in late 2013 and in some areas in early 2014, the packaging was redesigned again, now resembling the 2005 to 2010 design, and blue coloring on the bottles and cans were made lighter. So the ingredients and nutrition for each one. So the one we're doing is the original American version, which is in the United States. It is a carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, and or sugar, caramel color, phosphoric acid, blah, blah, blah. It's got a total of 110 calories, zero total fat, 25 milligrams of sodium, 5 milligrams of potassium, 29 grams of total carbohydrates, 29 grams of sugar, 0 grams of protein, and 25 grams of caffeine. Now we move on to the Coca-Cola Cherry, Sour Cherry Coca-Cola, which is a cherry-flavored cola. It was manufactured by the Coca-Cola Company. The country of origin is the United States, introduced in 1985, so it is 3 years older than the Pepsi Wild Cherry. Variants include the Diet Coke Cherry and the Coca-Cola Cherry Zero. So it has two. Related products include Coca-Cola Black Cherry Vanilla, and that's about it. I don't know. They could have done the same thing with Pepsi Wild Cherry, but I don't know. So Coca-Cola Cherry, originally marketed as and still widely known as Cherry Coke, is a cherry-flavored version of Coca-Cola. It is produced and distributed by the Coca-Cola Company and its bottlers in the United States and some international markets. So here's the history here. Long before its official introduction in 1985, many diners and drugstore soda fountains dispensed an unofficial version of Cherry Coke by adding cherry-flavored syrup to the Coca-Cola mix. Coca-Cola tested Cherry Coke on an audience at the 1982 World's Fair. Cherry Coke then entered mainstream production during the summer of 1985. Cherry Coke, which by 2007 had been renamed Coca-Cola Cherry in the U.S. and some other countries, was the third variation of Coca-Cola at that time, the others being Coca-Cola Classic and Diet Coke, and the first flavored Coke. It was released almost concurrently with the far less popular New Coke. Ugh, New Coke. No one wants that one back. And gained significant market share when the product was widely discontinued in the 1990s. Diet Cherry Coke was introduced in 1986 and renamed Diet Coke Cherry in 2005. A second low-calorie version, Coca-Cola Cherry Zero, based on Coca-Cola Zero, was added in 2007. The Coca-Cola Company would later introduce other flavored Coke variants, beginning with Vanilla Coke in May 2002, later followed by Lime, Raspberry, Lemon, Black Cherry Vanilla, and Orange variants. Many of these are currently only sold in overseas markets and or are micro-dispensed through Coca-Cola's freestyle vending machines. Here is the international distribution. So Coca-Cola Cherry has been offered in a number of different countries. Currently, in addition to the United States, the drink is available in China, the United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland, Finland, Germany, Belgium, only in cans and bottles of 1 liter, Denmark, France, Hungary, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, Poland, Slovakia, Croatia, Latvia, whatever, South Africa, South Korea, Bulgaria, and Peru. And that's a lot of countries compared to the Pepsi Wild Cherry, if you think about it. New Coke for millennials, definitely. They should try it. It's absolutely disgusting. Well, I've never tried it. I've never lived to taste it. So I'm sure it was. They tried to compare it. I don't want to talk about that. So it is also available in Japan and Romania, but it is still known as Cherry Coke in those countries. Until recently, it was only available in Ireland through British pharmaceutical chains such as Boots and Superdrug. However, it returned officially to the country in 2014. In New Zealand, Coca-Cola Cherry can be found in some supermarkets, usually imported from the United Kingdom or the United States. In the past, the product has been offered in Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Costa Rica, Canada, Colombia, Russia, Spain, Ukraine, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, and Israel. That is a lot of countries compared to what the Pepsi Wild Cherry did. They limited it to the Canada, United States, United Kingdom, and the Netherlands. I mean, that's all they had. I'm sure it was just Pepsi being liberals. I don't know. You know, PepsiCo is a liberal company, so I don't blame them. The Australian version was released between 2003 to 2004 and was a different formula to the U.S. version. It is no longer bottled in these countries, although the U.S. product is imported by some Canadian convenience stores near the Canadian-American border, as well as by IGA, Costco, and specialty retailers in Australia. In Sweden, it is available, and there's a lot. I mean, look, shit, I lost my place. You get the point, though, right? It just is really great. And there's Ghost Kruger sharing my show. You get a shout-out for retweeting my show. And look at that. Ghost 1, Keemstar 0. I love it. So, pretty soon, we're about to do a taste test. We'll do it at the 10-minute mark, but I'm sure, I thought Renegade had something to say. I think Renegade had something to say, so let me see. I think 111, let's see, did you have something to say? Hold up. I'm muting you. That's actually pretty good, but God damn it, you had to mix me with the Thai Blue and the Keemstars and the Exterminate Han Solos. That's terrible, man. I don't know if I heard the Exterminate. That's terrible. But I did enjoy being remixed with the Star Wars theme. I think you could have done a bit better. I think you could have done it more simpler. Just saying. You could have made it a bit more simpler, but you did the same jumble mess. But it's all right. It's something. Good job, Maine. Anyways, 862, did you want to say anything?
Oh, Eddie, I have some new Coke for you, baby bud, so we could go put in our fursuits in the BronyCon. You're going to love it, baby bud.
No, I'm not going to no BronyCon, you stupid furry. I am not going to BronyCon. That's terrible. Anyways, I think you should enjoy some quality music. I'm going to actually get the sodas. I'm going to see if we have the cups available.
Yeah, just get them out of the
dishwasher. Well, yeah, we had a shortage on cups because we keep leaving them down here. And plus, I think I have some in my room. In fact, I think it's my fault, but I just don't want to tell Dan. I think I mostly blame myself. But you know the sodas. They're really good. I just had some Pepsi Wild Cherry, and boy, does it taste really great. They're still liberals, but I just realized I think Coca-Cola was the soda that really was really starchy. And I think that's going to be its weakness in this battle of the sodas. And it doesn't matter on political views. Now, remember in one of the soda battles, I think a Pepsi product wasn't one of them, and I disqualified it? I can't remember. All right, looks like they dried. I should put them in different cups. Here, we got a restaurant-like cup. Like the old-fashioned restaurant-like cups, like from the 80s and 90s. They used to be in, like, buffets and shit. And then a flowery cup. And we got the flavors. So for now, if you would like to, I am going to play some music. I think if you want to record it down, you can. I'm going to be playing the full theme of Palmer the Pelican's song. Hold up. Now, if you don't know the name of it, you can look it up. It's easy. It's the instrumental to a rap song. It's called Pelican Squid Fishing. So, it's basically the name of it. Baby Boomer Falcon. Oh, Jesus. Baby Boomer Falcon. That's great. We should have a falcon on this show. That would be weird, though. I don't think I want to invite any predatory birds into my house, though. I'm sorry. Anyways, well, let's do it. I think you'll get to hear the full thing. I'll be right back in a few minutes. I'm going to prep everything. So, enjoy this. People in here. Oh, shit. Okay. We got the sodas prepped. Yeah. Yes. Ugh. All right. That's some water. That's some terrible water, I'll be honest. Okay, I think I got another Twitter notification. Power washing well followed me back. Yay! All right. So, we got right here. Yeah, it's Cherry Coke. Cherry Pepsi doesn't have that great of a much of a smell. But I don't know, man. I don't think Cherry Pepsi's that special. We're about to see, though. I did try some. Yeah, I kind of cheated a bit. I tried some Wild Cherry Pepsi today, and I thought it was really great. So let's see if it can beat Cherry Coca-Cola. Let me taste this first. Wow. The cherry flavor is strong. The cherry flavor on that Coca-Cola cherry is strong. I tell you. I mean, I want to taste it again. Like, it's like the cherry flavor is punching my tongue with a great flavor. Like, damn. No wonder it's sold in so many fucking countries. All right, let's do the other one. Okay. This one also has a cherry kick. But I think it's I can't tell whose is stronger. Hold up. I barely have any water here. What was that in my water? Okay. Hold up. Let's try this again. It's really hard to tell who the best one is. Just saying. All right. Let's see. I think the winner is pretty clear on this one now. Now, I get Coca-Cola is a really good soda, but it seems like the Pepsi Wild Cherry has just a stronger punch. A stronger punch, okay? A stronger punch. That is interesting, though. Really good. Really good. Anyways, the winner is Wild Cherry Pepsi. Yay! And yeah, and you thought Palmer the Pelican was coming. No, I was just playing this theme song. I hope Peter doesn't come down here and spread My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. Yes, we're giving shout-outs. Future show. I see a lot of people in here today. So let's give the shout outs. We got Baby Boomer Falcon. We got DBZ for BronyCon 2017. No, we're not having DBZ ponies. I don't think Dragon Ball Z should ever. I actually thought it would be great before that they would, that My Little Pony and Dragon Ball Z, they could kabobulate together, but no, don't do it. Don't do it anymore. No, I don't like the idea anymore. So Ghost 1, Keemstar 0. I do have respects for Ghost. To be honest, I like his show way more than Keemstar's. You are right. Ghost over Keemstar. For life. Ghost mocks Keem, LOL. I don't know. He called him a fruit. I guess he kind of does have a fruity voice, but not as fruity as Leafy's. Man, he should be going more off on Leafy. I haven't listened to Keemstar for a while. Keem and Ghost for BronyCon 2017. That's terrible. We can't have that. We can't have that. Ghost is not... Like, look, I know they're selling some of his merchandise at BronyCons and they're endorsing him over there, but that's terrible. King Edward Fursuit 2017. Sounds... A fursuit as in, like, my pony OC? You mean, like, the one I stole? I stole the art, okay? I found it online, okay? Look, I used it as my icon when I was King Edward Undead years ago. Look, I brought the name back because I thought, yeah. And I thought maybe it would be good for the poster for me and Dr. Bristle. I cannot wait for that, though. Me and Dr. Bristle in a debate. That's coming soon. Yeah, and I do have an announcement for tomorrow once I get these shout-outs wrapped up. New Coca-Cola wrap-up for Edward. Excuse me. I don't know what that means, but new Coke is not coming back. No one likes that. And if I tried it, maybe it would be good. Who knows? I mean, look, my dad was even critical of this cola himself. I mean, him, I'm not sure about my mom. I don't think she ever tried it. YT Mutual Killing Keem First. LOL, it's not nice. Don't kill Keemstar. We got a future show, and we got Ty Blue for Drama Alert Forever. No. Why did you make me say that? No. Ty Blue is not going to be there forever. If you want somebody to host it, you should get a guy like Jay from the Cub Scouts to host Drama Alert, or maybe iDubbs, or maybe H3H3. Nobody. Like, Ty Blue is so low ball. I don't know why you would choose a guy like him. He looks so much like modern trash. So, for tomorrow's announcement, I will be reacting to Deadpool versus Pinkie Pie, Death Battle. Yeah, I mean, I've been told about this, and I wanted to save it for a broadcast, for the bronies, and it looks like none of the bronies came. You know, these bronies are just pussies. They're all they are pedophiles, okay? I said it in the last broadcast, they all got triggered. And I think 818 is actually supposed to be a troll. I think he was planning to troll me before. Like, I heard him on Radio Graffiti today. He was going to troll me, but he's like, no, I'm going to go break out a character. Yeah. Oh, hold up. Well, it's not over until... The soda battle's not over just yet. Now, I know we didn't end the last soda battle with a wide-out Mountain Dew being mixed with Barks root beer. But this one, I'm very sorry. I guess it just really wasn't worth it. And plus, I had so much water with me that I couldn't do it. Damn, this is a lot of water. I'm trying to drink it up all I can here. Oh, this is disgusting. If you want to get really good flavorful water, try to get some from the bathroom. That's really good. Bathroom water is my favorite water. It's not bath water. One's from, like, the sink, okay? The bathroom sink water, okay? It's really good. Anyways, we are going to mix Coca-Cola cherry and Pepsi Wild Cherry to make Coca-Pepsi Wild Cherry. Here we go. Uh-oh. We're mixing it. Oopsie, I'm mixing. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. We got it. Now we're going to try it. Are you ready? This is the mixture. Oh, jeez. 90 seconds of the show, but oh my God. I think we have a new winner. It's the new winner is Coca Pepsi Wild Cherry. Because when they're mixed together, holy fuck, it's a mega punch for your tongue, man. A mega. I mean, the cherry flavor so much stands out. Look. Oh, but I can still taste the starchiness of the Coca-Cola cherry. I can still taste the starchiness of it. But yeah, we're going to have an after show, and I guess I'll take these two callers. There's no other people in here. I bet Renegade was hoping that there would be bronies in here from the bash. And Renegade actually mentioned to me that I should have done a rant on the Brony Network, and I already did a rant on bronies yesterday. Not just a rant, it was an exposure. No, what? What? What's wrong? Don't mention you. I mean, it's okay to come up with your opinions, man. Listen, they're not going to judge you. But, listen, opinions are okay to say out. You know, you got to be brave when it comes to opinions, okay? You can opinionate it all you want. I know you were a little afraid. You're not going to get attacked. But you told me to do a rant on the Brony Network chat. And, I mean, that's totally okay. You're not going to get bashed for it. You're not going to get doxxed for it. Because, look, you're just coming with the idea. And it's an idea. But, listen, I do love the Brony Network, like you said to me on Skype, okay? I do love the Brony Network. He's a good guy, okay? I mean, I just don't respect him as a brony. I mean, look, he streams it. I mean, I don't mind the ponified stuff that's on his, you know, pictures and shit, but honestly, he's a good guy. I mean, I have nothing to do. I mean, I was told if I'm going to have to, because I wanted to be the king of bronies, but Twiley Atkins told me, oh, if you want to take that spot, go to Brony Network. I'm like, no, dude, I can't do that because this guy is legit, and I think he's a pretty chill dude. I just don't like Twiley. Disco is, man, all those guys, man. I think Disco Waffle's pretty good, though. I mean, Twiley Atkins is fine, but not. By the way, I'll also be making my predictions on the Ghosties sometime this week. It's going to be on a Friday. The Thursday episode will be me reacting to Deadpool versus Pinkie Pie Death Battle. In a death battle. And then we'll do the show where I'm going to predict who will win each Ghostie award. And if I get it all right, I told you so, I told you so, I absolutely told you so. There you go. But yeah, anyways, let's pick up on some calls today. 111, you're on the air. So you remixed me with the, you could barely tell, but if you listen very carefully, you can hear the Star Wars thing in the background. Again, I think your remixes are pretty messy, but it's still really good. Except for what I'm saying in it, the Leafy for Life and the Fuck Keemstar, that's terrible. I mean, honestly, don't besmirch the name of Keemstar. And just, Leafy's gotten better, okay? I mean, he's a dying channel now, but I think Leafy's gotten a bit better. Look, he talked about lucid dreaming, and I do love that topic. So I think Leafy and Keemstar are becoming friends again. So, I mean, I don't mind Leafy anymore. I mean, look, Leafy has been kind of more legit lately, and I heard that he made a Pornhub channel, which I was thinking about making a Pornhub account, but I don't know. I mean, look, that's my destination when I want to whack off every day. Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, that's my whacking site. But never mind. 862, what's going on, man?
Oh, you have a Pornhub channel? We should make a video called Fuck Keemstar, where I dress up like Keemstar, and then you become Thai Blue, so I fuck your ass all day. It's so hot.
No, we're not having a cosplay fuckaroony. A Thai Blue, Thai Blue Keemstar fuckaroony kind of shit. Listen, I've seen those. I mean, look, when I do some searches on certain characters, look, I've seen cosplays, okay, of certain characters. Back then, when I was on Pornhub, what, was it a year ago? Like, because I used to look up cartoon porn on there. And sometimes I would run into the cosplay versions. I mean, look, even I looked up My Little Pony. Yeah, I'm guilty of that. But this was before I was 18, all right? And I was illegally on the site. Now, I noticed, I think that was the only two times I saw it was with the Miku Hatsune. Yeah, I'm also guilty of being a weeaboo. Goddamn. Look, we all have our dark side, okay? Everyone has their inner demons, you know? And my inner demon is basically lust, all right? I hope you guys understand that what I did back then was pretty sick, and I got out of it. It was a bad habit. We should make a video on me? On what? Who? We? Who's we? Oh, what's the video going to be about? I'm not going to dress as me, because somebody already claimed I was dressing up as, like, female superheroes. Like, there was this guy trolling me, and he was saying, Eddie Hinkle dances in this suit. I mean, look, if you go to YouTube, he says, there was this, what was it? It was, like, some guy dressed up as Wonder Woman. I thought, what? Like, I thought it was a fed girl actually trying to tease for me, thinking, okay, this is going to be legit. I think this woman is head over heels for me. And ended up that it was just a troll from the collab VM. And he was saying that I was the guy wearing the dresses and the just dancing weirdly. It was a weird guy. I mean, he looked, ugh, disgusting. The butt stalker is waiting. Okay, all right, hold up. I'm going to pick up on 111 first. You on air.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Oh, no, don't remix me with that song, no. No, 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 no. You are not remixing me with Fleetwood Mac, okay? I am not going to listen to Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies. Anyway, I got some shit singing. 862, you're on the air, man.
You have a sweet little butthole that will fuck your ass.
No, 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 I'm going to stick it. No, listen, you can stick a trumpet up your butthole, all right? I'm sure you would like it. I'm sure you would like it if a trumpet. And then you could blow a fart, see what happens, all right? Maybe you could play the trumpet with your ass, okay? I bet you could. That's just my bet. Oh, by the way, outside in 2 reaction. Oh, my God. Look, when I watched Outside In 2, I thought immediately, okay, who does this remind me of? Because I think it does remind me of some people, some insane people. But I think Joy from Outside In 2 kind of reminds me of Twilight Atkins in real life. Like, she's just right there on the computer. She's smiling all the time. She's like, hey, goes Daddy. have you seen it? Like, dude, I don't even know if I want to watch it again. It was weird. But it was pretty creative, though. I thought it was pretty dark, but... And also, it has a lot of gore in it. Just expect a lot of gore. It's also animated like it's, what is it? It's animated like it's a South Park cartoon. And oh my God, is it creepy. Waiting for what? Are you waiting? Oh, I don't know. All right, 111. You're on the air.
Hello there, King Edward Undead. I got a message for you. I've been a long-time caller and was one of your very first trolls in Real Talk with Jacob Green and yourself. I really want to thank for the inspiration and creativity I made for these audio splices I made, even for those silly remixes I made just for fun. Since I am no longer interested in calling into BTR shows, it's been pretty fun for a while. I have to say you've been having callers left and right, which is good. But if I got any final words, I will have to say goodbye to yourself and Peter the Penguin and Jacob Green, everybody who involved of Real Talk and Dead City Radio, before you hang up. I am going to retire from calling in, since I will have to move on nowadays, Don't let the brennies get to you, okay? Overall, keep trolling, guys, LOL.
Hey, I'm going to miss you, Renegade. Listen, you've been a really great treat on my show. And look, here's Peter the Penguin. I mean, he's listening to the whole thing. Even though I had a grudge for you, Renegade. Even though I had a grudge. You were a great, you were a great troll, I'll be honest. Even though I got mad at you, and even though I hate you just a bit, I have a little sympathy for you. And even though you said, we can really get to you, but it's all right. It's okay. I'm going to miss you. Yeah. I think it's, honestly, I think this show was really brightened up by Renegade, or Future Show. I think he did a great job with the remixes, the splices. I mean, his remixes were really unique, you know, they had that, I don't know, it felt like they were, that you could use that for, like, video games and stuff. But, you know, it was really unique stuff. Yeah. I wonder who H62 is. It's that internet butt stalker. Wait! Maybe he's a bro-me. Well, we'll see. 862.
Well, it's time for me to retire. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm
going to
retire.
Yeah, BB Buns. I have to go and glory hole right somewhere else because I have better things to do than serving glory holes into your radio show. So, goodbye, guys. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday.
It should be me. Stop stroking the phone. But I go miss colors. Well, I don't know. I don't think we'll ever have trolls like Renegade, okay? I mean, I think for a while this show is going to be kind of normal, you know? I mean, look, I'm planning it to be a normal show anyways. I mean, I don't care if I get troll calls or not. I mean, if you want to have fun, you can have fun. I don't mind, but in the words of Homer Bouvier, troll safely. Coming from a guy who didn't troll safely. Ah, Jesus. I share all my remixes to you and splices. Yes, you did. And you put a good amount of effort into them. I mean, even though they were sloppily put together, I could tell that the remixes themselves were greatly put together. Yes, we have lots, but now I say bye-bye back. And I want to say bye too, man. But I know we'll still have some contact on Skype, hopefully. We could talk about a few things and maybe, you know, maybe talk about the ghosties a bit. I mean, if you want to talk on Skype later, we can. And, you know, again, thank you for calling into tonight's show, Internet Buttstalker and Renegade. We'll be back tomorrow to react to Deadpool versus Pinkie Pie in another episode of Death Battle. So I can't wait to do that. That will be another episode of Dead City Radio. See you guys later.